Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Word. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. When I was a young man growing up on the farm, I never imagined how much agriculture would change and the technology I'd have available at my fingertips. With the help of innovation, farmers and ranchers have risen to the challenge of providing a growing population with food, fuel, and fiber without using more land and resources. In fact, we would have needed nearly 100 million more acres 30 years ago to match today's production levels. In the past few decades, farmers and ranchers have built new automated livestock facilities, planted more drought-resistant crops, and adopted innovative climate-smart farming practices. New machinery allows us to do more with less, and precision ag technologies help us apply less pesticides, fertilizer, and water. We only use exactly what we need, exactly where it's needed. These and many other technologies were made possible through public investments in agriculture research. A recent study found that U.S. public agricultural research and development spending from 1910 to 2007 returned $17 for every $1 invested. I can't think of many investments that bring those kinds of returns today. Unfortunately, the U.S. is now trailing behind other countries like China when it comes to these critical investments. The American Farm Bureau, in partnership with the Farm Journal Foundation, recently commissioned a report detailing how public research funding has remained flat for the past decade, while our competitors have increased their funding for public ag research. While there have been significant private investments in research funding, these funds are targeted to high-value products in the most popular commodities, leaving a considerable gap in that public research must fill. In just 30 years, the world's population will reach 10 billion, and we will have to increase food production by as much as 70% to feed everyone. With more urban and suburban expansion, we will likely have less farmland available to meet this growing challenge. Farmers and ranchers are counting on scientists and researchers to help us protect the food supply and meet our sustainability goals, just as we have adapted and grown for generations now. We also must develop new tools to help our food supply chains quickly adapt in a crisis. At the onset of the pandemic, many Americans found empty store shelves and mile-long lines at local food banks. It became painfully clear that our just-in-time food system might need updating to be ready just in case of crises. The report we commissioned on public research funding also showed that agriculture would benefit from public research investments in six key areas: crop breeding, crop protection, animal health, animal disease and foodborne illness, climate research, and food and agriculture supply chains. Discoveries in these fields would help agriculture meet the demands of a growing population and adapt to consumer trends. Luckily, we have existing research programs in place at land-grant universities across the country that would quickly put increased research funding to work. Land-grant universities not only have the researchers in place to develop new technologies, they also operate the county extension offices that farmers and ranchers rely on for advice, expertise, and guidance on the latest farming practices. Our farms today look a lot different than they did just 20 or 30 years ago. We keep moving forward, looking for better ways to do things. Farmers don't settle for good enough. Every season, farmers and ranchers are committed to fulfilling our mission to deliver nutritious and sustainable food, fuel, and fiber for everyone. Unlocking innovative new solutions through public agriculture research is an important investment in the future of our food supply. We can't afford not to. The leaders of the agricultural departments in six Midwestern states recently released a video encouraging people to get vaccinated for COVID-19 when they are eligible. The group of leaders joined together to share their appreciation for essential agricultural and food workers who have never stopped working through the COVID-19 pandemic. They share that the three vaccines available to Americans, Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, are safe and effective. They also emphasize the importance of continued mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing to minimize the spread of COVID-19 while vaccination continues. USDA recently announced that it is accepting applications for distance learning and telemedicine program grants to help provide educational and medical services in rural areas. The DLT program helps fund distance learning and telemedicine services in rural areas to increase access to education, training, and healthcare resources that are otherwise limited or unavailable. USDA plans to make $44.5 million available in fiscal year 2021. Of this amount, $10.2 million is intended for projects that provide substance use disorder treatment services in rural areas. AFBF, in partnership with Farm Credit, has opened online applications for the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. This national business competition showcases U.S. startup companies that are providing solutions to challenges faced by America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Farm Bureau will award $165,000 in startup funds. Launched in 2015 as the first national competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs, the challenge continues to identify the next ag entrepreneurs to watch and support innovation essential to Farm Bureau member businesses and communities. Applications must be received by midnight Eastern Daylight Time on August 20th. Any change in capital gains tax policy that eliminates or scales back stepped-up basis could result in a massive tax burden on the agricultural sector, according to new analysis by the American Soybean Association and AFBF. To minimize the impact of burdensome capital gains taxes, farmers and ranchers use stepped-up basis, which provides a reset for the asset value basis during intergenerational transfers. The magnitude of the tax burden that would be felt if basis is taken away or reduced would likely significantly exceed the annual income generated by the assets, something that has soy and other American farmers concerned. AFBF President Zippy Duval recently commented on the introduction of a bill to help more farm families continue their livelihoods after the death of a loved one. Duval said estate taxes can have devastating consequences on family farms. The special use valuation is an important tool to help farmers and ranchers navigate the difficult process of estate planning. Next generation farmers and ranchers should be able to pay based on the actual use of the land rather than its potential value as commercial property, such as warehouses or offices. He called on Congress to pass the Preserving Family Farms Act of 2021, which will help more farm and ranch businesses transition to the next generation. The White House recently launched the COVID-19 Community Corps, a public education campaign to increase vaccine confidence. AFBF is a founding member. The initiative is intended to increase public confidence in and uptake of COVID-19 vaccines while reinforcing basic prevention measures such as mask wearing and social distancing. The campaign utilizes a network of trusted messengers like AFBF to help the public make informed decisions about their health and COVID-19, including steps to protect themselves and their communities. AFBF President Zippy Duval joined around 100 other national leaders in a town hall with Vice President Kamala Harris to discuss vaccines. He was one of a handful of leaders invited to speak and used the opportunity to point out that America's farmers and ranchers are hashtag still farming, working hard to put food on our tables while also keeping our farm workers safe and helping them get vaccinated. USDA's annual Prospective Plantings Report, released on March 31st, is the first look at the 2021 planting intentions farmers have for principal crops in 2021. The survey-based report estimates that, as of March 1, U.S. farmers intend to plant 91.1 million acres of corn and 87.6 million acres of soybeans in 2021. Combined, corn and soybean acres would be an estimated 178.7 million acres, the second highest acreage on record, behind only 2017, when more than 180 million acres were planted. But with tightening supplies rapidly driving commodity prices higher over the last month, it's hard to believe farmers would not consider this incentive to plant more acres of both corn and soybeans and surpass the 2017 record. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.